Jess Young asked Decatur Earth Mover Credit Union, as always. Our Earth Mover Credit Union game of the week on Saturday. We're at the other one. I don't know if you knew there's another game, if you had heard what was happening.
Yeah, I know.
We will have some live updates coming in from the Monroe St. T game, and plus anything else going on in Central Illinois, but the Monticello game as well. But Earth Mover, which we love having as our primary sponsor of our high school football and basketball seasons, mm-hmm. is also now sponsors the wrong term for it. You guys are the...
We're just in charge of it, yeah.
In charge of the Christmas parade.
I kind of heard through the grapevine it was always the JC's Christmas parade. I heard through the grapevine that the JC's were no longer able to organize it, so... Okay.
It's now the Decatur Christmas Parade.
It's the Decatur Christmas Parade. And so Earth Mover backed the fee to the city to have the parade.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're the reason we're even having a Christmas parade.
That's right.
It's, mm-hmm. you know, it doesn't mean nobody else would have stepped up, but Earth Mover was the first one to the table. And it is the, it's hosted. Earth Mover's hosting the Decatur Christmas mm-hmm. Parade.
Yeah.
Okay, how about that?
Yeah.
It is the Saturday after Thanksgiving, which is December 1st.
That's right.
It'll start at 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to come back probably with some of our friends at Bob Brady to talk about the actual parade.
Yes.
This first conversation is to start building the parade.
Yeah.
Or to continue building the parade.
Yes. So we are accepting entries until the 21st, which is Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So we need your entries by Wednesday. So right now, we're about at 40 entries, but the max capacity is we could probably fit 90 to 100 people.
Okay, it could be twice as much.
Right, so we need organizations, businesses to sign up to be in it. And there's a $500 cash prize for the best
float. Okay. Well, good. What are you looking for? Does it matter? Are there any, the celebration, they don't let certain things in.
Yeah, to be in the parade, our only requirement is that you have 100 Christmas lights in your entry. So whether that's on a float
or bulbs.
On a human.
So a couple wraps of lights probably.
Yeah, so I don't know what
you say, or on a human?
On a human, because if you only have people walking, you still have to have lights.
Oh, all right.
Or on your pets.
That's not a bad idea.
Cruelty, but anyways. I don't know if that's cruelty. I don't know what the judges are going to be looking for, because this is the first time that this parade will have a prize for the best, such a big cash prize for the float. So it'll.
Who are the judges? I mean, maybe not by name. Are they just people you found to be judges?
I don't have the full slate of judges yet.
Okay.
So if you have an interest in being a judge, also you can reach out to me.
Like a Tim Kaine kind of thing. That'd be pretty good. He won't go. He's not a parade guy. He already told us.
I've done parade.
He's done. He's finished with that.
Okay. Yeah. Because you kind of once you've been to one, you've been to all kind of.
He was in a marching.
No, I was in a marching band. I've been to What I said earlier was I've been in more parades than most people have seen.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Not bragging either. I'm a little kind of ashamed of that.
There's no wrong answer though. If you're a high school marching band, if you are a dance group, you are and you want to mm-hmm. just promote your business, promote your club, if you're mm-hmm. political.
Yep, we welcome that too, as long as you follow the light rule.
I think a lot of people think, I don't know who has a flatbed. I don't think I can do that. You don't need to go that far.
Oh, no. A lot of
put lights on a pickup truck do whatever.
Right, or put light. You can string lights across a little banner or something like that. It's not elaborate at all.
Yeah, 100 light bulbs is not that many.
Oh, no, it's not a lot at all. And they're battery-powered packs now you can find anywhere. So, no, it's not a lot of investment.
Yeah, but it's an opportunity to show off. And a few years ago was the last time I was at. It was freezing cold a few years ago. I remember wearing this hat that is like this made out of an animal from Russia or something.
Yeah.
It was really cold, and the place was packed downtown.
Yes.
So people come to this Christmas parade.
Right. So we bring our kids out. Our kind of tradition has been to sit inside Lincoln Lounge with the kids until the parade comes down the.
Hell yes.
Yeah. We drink soda in there. It's not a big deal.
That's all right. Yeah, fair enough.
And then we just pop out when the parade comes down, and then we pop back in and eat and hang out. So
yeah, it's early. It's early in the evening on that Saturday evening, 5:30. What's it take? I think it takes about 40 minutes to an hour to walk the parade. So depending on where you are on the parade route, it probably hits the Lincoln Lounge about 6:15, and then you've got an hour of a parade there. It just depends how many entries you have.
That's right, yeah.
How do people get involved? How to get an entry in?
So you can stop in any Earth Mover location, and there's registration forms there. It is $20 to be in the parade, and we actually took this on for it to be a fundraiser for our charity of the year, which is Macon County CASA.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So the $20 entry fees, all of that goes CASA.
Yeah.
So it is $20, so you can pick up a registration form at any lobby, or you can go to our website, decu.com, and search Christmas Parade, and it'll pop right up.
Perfect. And you can sign up and everything online?
You have to print the form out and bring it in.
Okay.
Or mail it.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. Pretty simple. And again, really no wrong answer. You're okay with kind of anything that's promoting?
Anything, yeah. Yeah. We have some fire trucks, some old school engines. We have some dance troops. We have a Mason Lodge, actually, that wanted to do it. Boy Scouts are doing it. So, yeah.
But, I mean, put some dancers, some singers, some music, play some music, have some fun.
Yeah.
And then
it's a great time.
Can people throw out candy and stuff, or what's the rule?
Technically,
hand out candy?
You can hand out candy. I cannot say that you can throw candy, because we don't want people throwing candy so hard that it hits little kids, but we don't want little kids running out into the street.
Well, and it's also nighttime.
And it's nighttime, so we have to be cautious of that. So, but yes, you can hand out candy.
No throwing out candy from vehicles, but people walking along can hand out candy. That's a safe way to do it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome.
Those Necco wafers used to hit me right in the eye.
Well, it's because they're terrible.
And I was trying to catch them with my mouth.
Yeah, well, they were loose. they just throw cyclics out by the handfuls.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The problem is peeling those things.
you didn't want to mess with that candy-coated shell?
Right.
Yeah, obviously not. Jess Younghouse, what's the phone number for your branch, say, if somebody wanted to reach you and ask you a question?
You can reach me at 872-3567. That's my direct line.
3567. Earth Mover Credit Unions, which, how many we have? Five? Four?
We have three full-service locations and one drive-up-only facility.
Gotcha. There you go. Take a peek. Anything else you want to touch on?
I think that's it. We're happy to be doing it, and we're happy to have people out.
To make it an annual tradition.
Do it.
I like it. The Decatur Christmas Parade, for the first time called this. Do we know how many years we've had a Christmas parade?
I don't know. And you know what? I should have mentioned, the JCs, we are excited to announce that Tanya from the JCs, who produced this parade for so long, is going to be our grandmother.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
So she'll be front and center.
Little love to the history of the parade.
For sure. But I really don't know how many years it's been going on.
Yeah. It's been since I was a kid. I feel like it used to be during the day, though.
It used to be during the day. I do know that. And just maybe a handful of years ago, it switched to nighttime.
Yeah.
And it was always the weekend before. So it would have been this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It was always the weekend before Thanksgiving. So we pushed it.
I love that it's after.
Back. Yeah.
I love it. So big fan of it being after.
Have Thanksgiving.
I'm not in the Christmas spirit until after Thanksgiving.
Not even with the snow?
No.
The snow
has nothing to do with Christmas to me.
I agree.
The snow just makes for a nightmare right now for what I have to go do tonight. Yeah.
Yes.
And I also didn't realize I had to brush my car off. Yeah, things like that. Like the first time, every time I'm like, oh, yeah, I got to figure out where my scraper is. It's too late every single year by the time it's in the garage.
Kurt was a champion and got the driveway plowed this morning.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It. Yeah.
That's solid. You've had four kids for that guy, so he has to be a champion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Do you know all of her kids are named after presidents?
Of the United States?
Yes.
No, of corporations. Yes, of the United States.
I'm trying to clarify things for the listener, and you're going to be pedantic. That's fine.
You could probably name five. When I told you to start naming presidents they're named after, you probably wouldn't name any of the actual presidents. Because they're just not named after, you would think, you probably have a Kennedy. You know.
No. Yeah, is it the last name is the kid's first name?
It's kind of a mix.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mix.
Yeah, let's see. First name, middle name. Last name. I'm trying to remember your fourth kid's name.
Hussein.
Is it deliberate?
That's the easiest one, actually.
Who am I forgetting?
Given our location.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Any guesses?
Obama?
No.
Hussein?
Close.
Did you say what?
Hussein?
Oh, not the middle name of Obama, no.
Mm-mm.
Also not Barack.
So we're going Lincoln.
There you go.
Yeah. That's our youngest daughter's name.
Yeah.
First name?
First name.
Okay. And were all these deliberate? Was there deliberately a president in each one's name?
We, yeah. Sort of, yeah. Okay. I mean, we started, we knew we were going to have a Theodore, but our first ended up being a girl that was not named Theodore, so we kept it with presidents.
Okay. Okay.
I saw a show or a movie in the last week where the main character's name was Theo, and it was a girl. It was the Haunting of Hill House.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Theo. It's a girl named Theo.
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend.
Let them do that entertainment. You didn't.
Yeah. Luke said we should start calling Teddy Theo after the Cubs won the World Series.
Oh, that's not too shabby.
There you go.
He's still Teddy.
I don't like any ideas Luke ever has. That's the best one.
Do you know what he's naming their son?
No.
I don't know if I was supposed to say that.
Oh, maybe not.
Who cares? It's not like anybody's listening.
Yeah.
It's just our moms.
It's
Tim's
a
wife.
Cubs thing. It starts with an M.
Maddox.
Mickey Morandini.
Close on Maddox.
Mm. Mm.
Manager?
Oh, Madden.
Yeah.
You got a nephew named Madden. What's up, buddy?
Yeah. It's a good name.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're not supposed to say that, it's out there now.
Sorry.
It's like that whole Seinfeld 7 episode.
Also, Monroe and now I've gone blank again. Oh, Quincy.
Quincy. But yeah. She prefers you call her Q Money. If you ever meet her and you say, hey, Quincy, she says, it's Q Money.
Q Money?
Yeah. Well,
so she'll get up in
that's
my
grill. That's from
her
mom. That is not from her dad.
She'll get up on my grill if I don't call her Q Money?
I like
perhaps.
It. I don't know. You creep kids out probably, right?
They just run out. Yeah.
You scared me when I was 20. So.
Like, Pennywise.
She's tenacious.
I like it. Jess Younghouse, thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
We'll see you again in a few weeks when we when you come in the week of, we'll be talking about what's all in the parade and remind everybody of times and all the good stuff.
Sure.
So, Jess Younghouse.